Hello. What brings you here so late at night? Oh, no need to be startled. I'm not going to hurt you. I'm visiting this lake as well. I find that the tranquil freshwater is much more soothing than the fierce storming of the ocean. Is that why you came here? This place is much more peaceful than where you humans normally live. Sometimes you have to get away from it all. I thought the same way when I was human. Yes, I used to be human. There are many Nereids who were born Nereids, but a good amount were once human women. I loved the water. It didn't matter if it was a lake, stream, or the ocean. Whenever I was able to, I went sailing. But one day, disaster struck. A vicious storm came out of nowhere and I fell overboard. The waves, they devoured me. I was unable to find the surface, and after a brief struggle, I sank. But in the depths of the ocean, I was reborn. Poseidon's magic permeated through every part of my body. When I awoke at the bottom of the ocean, I had changed. I was no longer human. Instead, I looked like this. But that wasn't the only thing about me that changed. I felt different. Calmer. But most of all, I felt free. I realized that the reason that I chose to sail was because I sought an escape from the responsibilities of the land. And as a Nereid, I'm as free as the ocean itself. The water you drink could have been part of the ocean at some point. That's how I'm able to be here. Wherever the ocean can reach, Poseidon has influence, and I do, as a daughter of the sea. So, what brings you here? What's bothering you? I see. Things like that often make us feel the weight of the world on our shoulders. It becomes hard to walk, and it feels like the breath is being squeezed from your lungs. It's all you can do to keep from collapsing. You can fight it, and maybe overcome it. Sometimes it stays away, but there's always the fear of something else taking its place. You can crumble, and allow the weight of it all to keep you down, but by the time you realize you're in danger, it takes even more work to save yourself. Look, you can always go back to where you came from and continue the cycle, or you could come with me. Well, I am a monster girl. Luring and claiming a human is always on my mind, but I haven't tried anything yet, have I? No. Honestly, I haven't even been that provocative. My chest is mostly hidden under the water, and if I wanted to grab you, I could've, but I haven't even tried. What I'm trying to say is that you can trust me. I don't think I've given you a single reason not to be trusted. Nearly every other monster here would have taken advantage of you, but I have not. I just want to give you a taste of what freedom I can offer. Nothing invasive, no claiming, and if you don't want it, I will bring you back to shore immediately. It's just us here. Come on. I'll turn away as you disrobe. Good. Now take my hand. I've got you. I've got you. Just relax. Let your body adapt to the water. It's a little cold, but it's not so bad once you get used to the temperature. Doesn't it make you feel alive? You certainly look more aware. It's like you've awoken from a trance, isn't it? Come on, this is nothing. You can still see the bottom from here, and judging by your height, I imagine you can touch it with the tips of your toes. To really feel free, you have to allow yourself to be at the mercy of the water. To float where not even the ground can catch you. Come on! This is good. Right here. If you look down, you don't see anything. Right now, it's just us in our own little section of the world. You don't swim much where you're from, do you? I can see you're struggling to efficiently keep yourself still. You'll get tired quickly if you do that. And we can't have that, not out here. Wrap your arms around me and I'll swim for the both of us. This feels nice. It's almost like a dance. Doesn't this feel much better than being on land? This tranquil peacefulness is cradling the both of us, and it's easing our burdens off. I knew you would feel that way. Tell me, would you be willing to stay with me? What I'm showing you here is hardly even the tip of the iceberg. Poseidon's domain is vast, and I can show you all of it. There are cities under the ocean shining brightly, free of stress. Beautiful monsters creating songs and dances by using their bodies as extensions of the sea. I can show you. All I ask is that you be mine. I cannot show you these sights without claiming you. I have to give you Poseidon's blessing so that you can breathe underwater. You would be leaving your life on the land behind in exchange for a life with me under the waves. But you'll be well taken care of, and the stresses of your current life will be nothing but a distant memory. There's so much I would like to do with you, so much that I want you to experience. I know that this decision is one that will change your entire life, and I understand that. I won't stop you if you want to return to your life, but I want you to know that if I had to watch you leave, it would hurt me. It would hurt to watch you return to a life that causes you so much discomfort. You'll stay? No, that's great, don't worry. I'll make sure you never regret this decision. Just stay still and I'll take care of everything. Don't worry. I just need you to trust me. I'll never let go of you, I promise. Your body, it feels so warm. What do you think of my smooth scales? Yes, you can breathe. I granted you a temporary blessing so that I could claim you. My kind can get a little intense when claiming a human. The safest way for me is completely underwater. Floating in a realm of nothingness. Don't worry, darling. I don't plan on hurting you. I would never dream of it. Just keep your arms around me and feel my legs press against your waist. You look nervous, but don't worry. Everything is going to be okay. I've got you. You're inside me. I'm much warmer than you thought I would be, right? I am related to the succubi on land. Now, my darling, feel me. Ah, oh, yes, you're mine, my human. We're one now. I'm not being too rough, am I? I don't think I'll be able to slow down at all like this. I love being able to feel you, to pleasure you, to know that you're completely mine and mine alone. Just as I was claimed by the ocean, I now claim you as my husband, as my one and only. Oh, I need to feel you all the way inside of me, as deep as I can possibly take you. Is that okay? I want my insides to cling to your cock, to wring you entirely dry. Oh, every time I see your face contort in pleasure, it's like my body is melting. I want to hold you tighter, but I know that I shouldn't. My body is like a raging storm. Can't be controlled, I can't be contained. I just want you so bad that I don't even know what to do. Please, darling, my love, I need to hold you tighter. I can't quell the storm inside of me. I need to feel your essence. I need to feel all of you. All of you. Oh, yes, that's it. Oh, your body is pressed against me. I can feel the beating of your heart, the rise and fall of your chest. Oh. Oh, your moans in my ear are so hot. These vibrations when you whimper and moan against my neck. I can feel you twitching and moaning inside of me. You're being so good, trying your best to hold back, but I don't want you to hold back anymore. I want to come with you. I want to come with you, please. Can you come with me? Oh, I'm getting so close. You don't have to hold back anymore, darling. Shh, shh. That's it. Come with me. Come with me. Come. That's it. Good boy. Good boy. Fill me up. Fill me up. Oh, keep shooting. That's it. Good boy. You're mine now, dear. I hope that wasn't too intense for you. Now that you're mine, you don't need to return to the shore anymore. I'll keep holding you like this until you recover your strength, and then I'll guide you to the ocean. Rest well, my dear.